Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos of someone who's been hanging out with me in almost all of that time. Now in her 24th year, just now, is our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. You can find her books, including Small Business Taxes Made Easy, fourth edition, probably fifth edition, on the way any minute. In fact, we're updating it even as we speak, right, Eva?
Oh, we're probably updating, because I'm certainly going to be updating the website today with our conversation today.
Exactly. So she just gave us a great report, folks, on how the goalposts for filing and paying your taxes got moved at the federal level. Many of the states have complied with that. How the states and the federal are not aligned with regard to the forgiveness and the deductibility of the Paycheck Protection Program and other issues like this. It's a can of worms, folks. There's good news and bad news. The good news is you've got the money and it's forgiven, and the federal government says you don't have to pay taxes on any of it, but the states aren't always aligning with it. So those are some good reports you gave us, Eva. What's next? What do we lack?
And there's more.
What's behind door number three, Eva?
Really? So we all know that the first $10,200 worth of unemployment income is now not taxable, as long as your income is under $150,000. So now, the way Congress wrote that law, it's not for different filing statuses. It's $150,000 absolute. So whether you're filing jointly or married filing separately or head of household, it's $150,000.
So it's the tax filer, not the taxpayer. So if you're if your family, if you were the only one who took if your spouse didn't take unemployment but you did, and the two of you together have 150 or more in taxable income, you don't qualify?
Right, which is why a lot of people a lot of accountants are testing married filing separately. It is legal.
Wow. It's stupid.
It is the way Congress wrote it. It's legal. Some people, by filing separate returns, are saving thousands of dollars in tax because of the way this is written.
The government should not be causing people to have to do that.
Exactly. I mean, Congress really did this stupidly. I mean, not like they haven't, they thought clearly through everything else.
Right.
But for some people, if they do file separately, it's going to cost them a lot more money. You lose certain benefits. For other people, they might get $5,000 back. Who knows? But you know, if they both collected unemployment.
Don't forget, the administration is having the same problem with their tax increase that they're proposing. They're saying that it's over $400,000 per taxpayer. And when somebody asked them to clarify, is that for couples or for individuals, they said yes.
Yeah, right. And incidentally, if anybody wants to look at IRS statistics on earnings and stuff like that, they don't have $400,000 as a level. They have $500,000.
Right.
So could they please look at the statistics the IRS does? So we still have another good thing that is also screwed up. Excuse my English. People who had the premium tax credit, who went to the marketplace to get insurance, and got it subsidized.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, because they got the unemployment, because they pulled money out of their retirement accounts, their income became too high, and they had to start paying back thousands of dollars. Well, this last American Rescue Act abolished them having to pay that money back, but we don't know how that works yet. We don't have a process a specific procedure within the software on exactly how to do it. And the question is still sitting out there. We're still trying to figure out in the tax community, when we do this, since it's not being paid back, how does that affect our total insurance, self-employed health insurance, and other numbers? So you're going to get, you know, for those people who had to pay back sometimes $3,000 or $4,000, it's going to be abolished. But please stay on extension.
Just stay on extension.
We're going to figure out how to do that for you.
Underlying all of this, Eva, as I was hearing you talk about all this, I could just hear the dollar signs rolling at the filers or the creators, the CPAs and the enrolled agents bill. It's just going to cost small business owners more money. Eva Rosenberg, thank you for being here. Thanks for 23 great years. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.